know, obviously those guys are great athletes, all of them are, and they can all do a multitude of different things. So, you know, you got to take those things into account and try to put your best people on them. And sometimes they get you in matchup issues, and you got to try to address that when you can.
Okay, now we'll ask Will Cotton.
All right.
We were just asking Chip, obviously, in the scout team environment, he's running another team. We talked a little bit about disguise, but what else can you do, you know, since he does know you so well, to help kind of throw him off a little bit?
Oh, I think just changing up the looks for him. You know, one of the things that you know, he's going to see is we got a few different people playing in different positions, a couple of safeties playing in different positions, and so it'll be a little bit of a different look for him. And at the end of the day, we got to really pay attention to what Kansas City's scheme is and what they're going to try to do with him, and put our guys in the best position to make plays and really not worry so much about whether he knows what we're doing or not. We got to stop the plays that they're running.
Can you tell if they've sort of tailored some things to what he can do as opposed to what they were doing before you got there?
Well, I think they've changed a little bit offensively. I think they're really running the ball really well and really effectively the last couple of weeks, and using Kyle in the play action pass game and stuff like that. So I think they've done a good job of really playing to his strengths.
We've had a couple quarterbacks who are really good at just getting good.
You know, obviously the last couple of weeks people have really tried to spread us out and get the ball out of their hands quick. And we'll see if Kansas City tries to follow suit or if they kind of stick to what they've been doing, which is, you know, a little bit more protection-oriented.
When you say spread you out and go quick, is that going against the grain of what those teams had done? Or is it to kind of
that's
the two ends?
That's really what those two teams had done. I mean, that's who they were. And I don't think teams are going to really change too much and go too far away from really who they are. Yeah, I think he's an excellent football player. I think he's big, he's strong, he's good in and out of breaks. So he provides a real challenge for us. I think Kyle's really found a comfort level in trying to throw him the ball. So we'll have our hands full trying to deal with Dwayne Bowe.
Brian Dawkins is so good at, you know, getting everyone lined up before the snap. Have you found a replacement for that, or how are you making those adjustments?
Well, yeah, I mean, we've got some young guys that fill in. What's that?
Is it Bruton before Moore?
We'll make that a game.
What are the challenges you have? You should know this defense well. He just hasn't been doing a lot of snaps.
Well, everybody's in a different scheme. Everybody's had the same amount of reps this whole season. Within our scheme. Obviously, anytime you're playing with rookies, you know, there's. Field and count can use the experiences that they've had over the last few weeks and hopefully play better.
The things that Kyle does that you're confident you can take advantage of?
Oh, I don't know if there's any one thing in particular that he does that we feel like we can just take advantage of. I mean, I think Kyle, just like most quarterbacks, if you're able to get pressure on him, they're not nearly as effective. If they got a chance to just stand back there and throw the ball and you give them easy reads, everybody in this league is throwing the ball and doing well in that regard. So, just like I've stood up here every week this season and said, we got to find ways to get pressure on the quarterback. Doesn't always have to be by blitzing or anything like that. I mean, we got to find ways to affect the guy and make him uncomfortable in the pocket. And we'll say that every week with every quarterback we play.
Not that you can do much about it, but what is the thing that you've seen with the cast that Vaughn's wearing? Is it just grabbing and shedding with that hand?
Yeah, I mean, really closed off his fingers, and so the ability to grab, shed, there's still some pain involved. So every time you go to try to hit somebody, he feels the shock. So he just hadn't been using that as much, and we're trying to work with him as much as we can to get him to use that so he can be a little more effective.